Hey guys, welcome to our very first episode of Preacher Cast. This is an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series, Preacher. This is your host, Mufsin Mahboob, and I have never read the comics, probably like some of you guys, but if you guys are not familiar with this podcast, what I do here is I basically talk about the current week's episode. This week, we will be talking about the pilot episode. If you guys want to check out more of these Preacher Cast episodes, just go to film-book.com by searching up Preacher Cast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com. So, if you guys are unfamiliar with Preacher, the acclaimed comic book series, just like I am, let's just say that it's going to be a little bit different for those who are actually familiar with the comic books. So there will be some certain liberties here and there, but it will still have the same tone. If you guys are not familiar with the story, let me give you a bit of a rundown. So basically, we have this small-town preacher in Texas named Jesse Custer, who is not getting a lot of love from the locals, so much so that not everybody usually attends his church every Sunday, just like the show. So basically what happens here is a supernatural entity that comes from up above in the heavens. Its name is Genesis, and it's a cross species between angel and demon. So basically, when he lands into Earth, he pretty much looks for a host to take over his body and pretty much do hell knows what. So in the opening sequence of the pilot episode, we see Genesis, once he crashes into Earth, he tries out a few human bodies. First one is this minister in Africa, who's pretty much giving out this sermon, and then Genesis pretty much enters his communion and takes over his body. But before he can settle in, the preacher's body explodes. So what that means is that he wasn't the proper host. And then Genesis pretty much moves on to other humans as well. You may see it off screen that they mention Tom Cruise exploding, which that was actually in the comics, which was pretty funny. Just to be clear, this show will have some comedic elements, but there'll also be more of a serious tone as well. So just bear in mind. So yeah, the last part would be Jesse Custer, who actually ends up becoming the final human host for Genesis. With these two guys together, they end up having a kind of ability that allows them to command other people just by their word. So pretty much they can end up submitting anyone to do anything to their bidding. So basically the premise of the comics is that they pretty much try to find God because, well, they have this basic idea they don't know where God is because he hasn't been answering any of his prayers. So he goes on this long journey with his ex-girlfriend Tulip and this Irish drinking vampire named Cassidy, which we will talk about in a moment. They go on this journey to find God, and they run into a bunch of other characters along the way who try to stop them, including this this cult that actually knows a bit about Genesis. And, in the comics, we learn a little bit more about where Genesis came from and a little bit, more background into the three main characters. Speaking of characters, let's just go over some of the people who are on the show. First, let's start with Jesse Custer, who's played by Dominic Cooper, who some of you guys may be familiar with. He's done some stuff for Marvel, playing the young Howard Stark in the first Captain America movie, and then he carried on that role into Agent Carter. When I saw the first trailer and saw him, he had pretty much pulled off a great Texas accent, you know, despite him being being from England himself. I thought he did a pretty good job portraying Jesse Custer. He pretty much has the same mannerisms as he does in the comics, from what I've heard. I thought it was excellent casting, you know, with him. And the other character that I actually really liked was Tulip. She comes out as this badass chick who pretty much loves playing with different weapons and, you know, loves wreaking havoc as well. I thought that Ruf Negga did an excellent job portraying Tulip. Especially in that scene where she was with those kids, and you know, off screen we hear all these guns blazing, and then you know, like, we hear something crash. It pretty much gives us an idea of what kind of a person she is. You know, this quick, you know, tough as nails type of gal. I have a feeling that a lot of fans are gonna definitely enjoy her. The other character that I actually enjoyed was the Irish vampire Cassidy, who is played by Joe Gilgun. So I thought it was pretty good. It was a lot of fun watching him, you know, with his fast-paced speeches and. Even though it was a little hard to understand with his thick accent, he was a pretty enjoyable character. I thought he had a really great introduction, which I thought really stood out in the pilot, where he was on the plane and, you know, he was pretty much taking out all these vampire hunters who were on his tail. So that was a pretty good sequence to see. Well, going back to Tulip, Ruf Negga, some of you guys may also know in the Marvel Universe. She was one of the characters in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So seeing her back into, you know, the comic book world as another character was, you know, seemed pretty neat as well. But overall, I thought she pretty much outdid everyone with her entrance. We also get to know, you know, other characters, you know, from the comics, but there were some, you know, fairly few differences here and there. I'm gonna give you one example. Sheriff Root is shown to be more sympathetic towards his disfigured son Eugene, which some of you guys may know as Arseface, because you know, he pretty much almost, you know, shot himself in the mouth, and now he's he has a disfigured face. I think some fans may accept these changes overall. But I would say towards the end, all is said and done, this show is pretty much using the comic as inspiration, but not as a map for, you know, as a page-by-page adaptation. So part of it is more into the, you know, people who aren't familiar with the comics, but it still has the same, you know, tone that, you know, every comic book fan knows. I mean, there might be a bit of a divide about how the show is being portrayed, but overall, I think people will still enjoy it. I mean, it does offer a different take on the same story, but, you know, there's a lot of love going around for this show. I mean, as gory as the pilot is, obviously, they still have to hold back on a few things, you know, even with just the language alone, you know, maybe among a few other areas as well that the source material went. But it still does retain the spirit and the attitude of the comic in a way that makes it feel very respectful, a very respectful interpretation of the comics. Coming from Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and Caitlin, I thought they did a really great job with the pilot. They found a great cast for this show, and you know, you can anyone can be easily drawn into this world, and I'm really excited to see what else these guys come up with. So I cannot wait to see what the rest of the season unfolds. That's it from me, guys. Thanks for listening, you know, to this first episode of PreacherCast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. All you got to do is search up my name, Mufsin Mahbub, or PreacherCast. You can also find me on Twitter if you guys have any comments for me on twitter.com/MufsinNY. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and even leave us a comment. Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Preacher. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.